Yes.
Okay, hello.
Hello.
Just get on with it.
Hello, and welcome to Better Than News. I'm Becca.
Hi, and I'm Emily.
And I'm Holly.
New topic. Seniors have a new topic. It's called H2O. It's all about chemicals, experiments, and change. I can't wait because I love experiments and I hope that nothing blows up.
Update, Senior Learning Unit.
The Senior Learning Unit is still in place. The deck is nearly finished, most of the walls are met. The carpet is going to be put down on the 10th to the 13th of August, hopefully.
The space is digging, looking good. This week, the paint is going on the walls. The seniors are going into the unit in 4 to 5 weeks.
Mrs. Macon has a new job at Cryo Primary.
She has been given a job at Cryo Primary as vice principal. Her grade at Ballet Primary School is taken by Miss Ferdigan.
Mrs. Macon is a great teacher and I hope that she has fun at choir and that her new school students love her as much as we do.
Well, that's all from Ballet News.
Bye.
Hello, I'm Ash.
I'm Brendan.
And I'm Mitch.
And we are doing the super duper amazing great glorifying sports segment.
A lot of stuff has happened lately.
Yes, it has.
Just on Saturday, Geelong Cats won their 10th game in a row against Collingwood.
Boo!
They haven't done this since 1966. And if they win this week against the Dogs, they will have won 11 in a row. And they haven't done that since 1953.
I myself don't like the Cats. I'm an Essendon supporter, but it's a good effort by the Cats.
Back to actually liking the Cats. My uncle wrote in the paper about how bad the Cats were going. This was at the start of the season when, let's face it, they were really bad. And since then, they haven't lost a game.
Now let's move on to other sports.
Leo has been to the under-13 of Vic Country Championship reps for hockey. He drew one, lost one, and won the rest. In the semi-final, he drew, but they still made it to the grand final. In the grand final, he lost 1-0.
Well done, Leo. Going on to other local Repside news, Ash and Pat have been to the Country Victorian Basketball Tournament. They've won all their games as well as the grand final. In the grand final, they beat Bendigo by 8 points. And a couple of weeks later, they went to the National Junior Classics Basketball Tournament. They came 9th out of 16 teams, and Knox won it by 2 points against Bowling. Well done, boys. Mitch plays for under-14s. His team is in Metro 3. There are 2 championship divisions, 4 Metro divisions and 3 Northwest divisions. They are 7th out of 10 on the ladder. They will not make the finals, but they will try to win the next few games to bump them up the ladder.
Now over to footy tipping.
The top 5 for footy tipping in Senior K are Emma with 76, right up the top there. Ash with 75, Josh with 74, Zara also with 74, then Tate and Holly with 73, and the winner at the end gets a prize.
Well, that's all we have time for today, folks.
See you next time on the sports segment. Hello and hi, and welcome to the Word of the Week featuring Josh and
Tom
Merck.
It's great to be here today, Josh, and to meet our wonderfully good contestants, Ash, Mitch, and Mary.
Our very cleverly, inventively good word is
epigram.
What do you think it means? Mitch first.
I think it's sort of like an anagram, but maybe a bit different. Like the words are swapped around in a order.
Very interesting, Mitch. Ash, what do you think?
I think it's a long word that someone made up. Not many people knows what it means, so...
What do you think?
It's a really heavy weight.
Great guesses, contestants. The meaning actually is...
a witty saying.
We've got some examples here. First one is...
Little strokes fell great oaks by Benjamin Franklin.
Our second one is...
Here lies my wife, here let her lie...
Now She's at Rest and So Am I by John Dryden.
And here's mine. The man was fat, he sat on his cat.
And finally by We Don't Know Who, I Can Resist Everything Except Temptation. That's all for today from the Bel Air Studios.
Hi, I'm Emma.
And I'm Ebony.
And we're doing Personality of the Week. We're here with Jessica to interview her on her holiday to Majorca, England and Paris.
Say you have some questions for Jess. Do you mind, Jess?
No, I don't mind.
Alright, question number one. What was the experience like, Jess?
It was an experience that I will never forget and I enjoyed it heaps. I got to see the family and it has been probably my best holiday I've been on so far. Okay. Did anything you see or hear impact on the way you think of things now in life? Well, I saw some family and I didn't know I had some of my cousins that I met over there, so that will probably impact on my life.
Okay, good answer, Jess. What were some of the highlights of your trip?
Well, one of my highlights was the barge. We stayed on the barge for 3 days. Another highlight was Majorca. We went there for 7 days and I went with this other family and it was really good and that was a relaxing part of our holiday.
Okay, what was some of the history you learned about on your holiday?
Well, I learned that they were originally going to knock down the Eiffel Tower, but the people of Paris went against it and it is now the main part of France.
Were the weather differences hard for you to cope with, the sudden change and all?
Yes, it was a little bit because in England it was the wettest June since 1860 and then in Majorca every day was 29 to 30 degrees.
Whoa. Thank you, Jess, for your time and being so cooperative with us. We're so jealous and by the reading on your blog, we're even more jealous. I personally have never been overseas and I wanted to sneak into your suitcase.
Me too.
Oh, okay. That's all, kids. This is Ebony.
And I'm Emma, signing off with Personality of the Week and see you next week.
I'm Tyler.
And I'm Zara.
We are doing lollipops for our Facts for the Week.
The logo on the Chubba Chubs, a type of lollipop, is a yellow flower that has a purple ring around the outside.
And then they have their names, Chubba Chubs, inside the yellow flower.
Lollipops are colourful candy on a stick.
Chubba Chubs is a Spanish lollipop company founded by Barcelonian native employer Enric Bernal in 1958.
And he owned presently by a Dutch/Italian multinational corporation, Perfetti Van Mal.
The Spanish verb chubba meaning to suck.
Yum, they sound so good. But then, did you know there is like so many different lollipops? I don't know which one my favourite is. What about you? Which one do you like?
I like the big lollipops best. The normal shape of the Chubba Chubs is round, so it can fit into your mouth perfectly.
They would have really got your taste buds working up a sweat. Oh, yum, my mouth's watering.
Did you know that the biggest lollipop ever weighed was 1.01 tonnes, made by Stephen Bring and James Alexander of Lollipops, made in Sydney, Australia, on 18th to 19th of August 1990?
Oh my goodness, that is like the size of a car. Well, they don't actually have the smallest lollipop on record, but within 5 years, Burnett Sweets, the lollipop company, was sold at 300,000 different outlets.
Amazing. Lollipops are all over the world and you can get plain colours like green and pink, or you can get rainbow / spiral colours lollipops, big or small.
Chubba Chubs are a favourite and are international as well. And many have said that they are the best in the world. Well, that's just what I've heard.
That's all we have from Fact of the Week.
Keep eating those Chubba Chubs / lollipops, but then don't forget to brush your teeth. See ya.
Hi, I'm Tate.
And I'm Mary.
Welcome to the Tech Sec. We're going to talk to you about the Microsoft Communicator.
The other day we tested out a two-way camera with Senior A. The camera was attached to a laptop and sent the image to Senior A's smart board. You turn on the camera, then you log in using your password. Then you click on the person you want to connect with. A green light should appear to tell you they're ready. Then you can write a message on the bottom or chat. You can turn on the camera to see the other person. This could really be useful for teachers in the future.
This camera allows you to talk to people over great distances, like to other classrooms or even across the world. This could mean the teachers could talk to each other without even leaving the classroom. Also, if a teacher was sick, they could give the CRT teacher instructions on activities to do.
The communicator is portable and easy to set up. It can be used just about anywhere. Maybe in the future, the communicator could be used to help emergency services talk to each other. You could also show people things, not like MSN.
Thank you for listening, and we hope you know what the communicator is now.
Hello everyone and out there, and this is Emily and
Katja.
And welcome to
Sound of the Week.
For those people that are wondering how we play Sound of the Week, first we give the contestants a sound and they have to figure out what it is.
Speaking of contestants, let's meet them now. Our first contestant is Mary.
Hi.
And second is Tate.
Hi.
And third is Becca.
Hi.
Here is the sound. So, what do you think the sound is, Mary?
I think it's somebody stepping in puddles.
So, what do you think the sound is, Tate?
I think it's someone pushing pencil shavings up and down.
So, what do you think the sound is, Becca?
I think it's water sloshing.
Good try, everyone. We found the sound by accident because Katja was mucking around.
Hey, I wasn't mucking around. Anyway, I thought the sound sounded a bit like someone dropping big rocks into the water. Anyway, the sound really was someone getting a bottle with water in it and tipping it upside down and back up again. That wraps up one episode of Sound of the Week. See you next week on
Sound of the Week.
This is Caleb.
And Tom.
And we're doing
the joke segment.
Today we're going to tell you some of our jokes. Our first joke is, my kids love going on the internet. They keep track of their passwords by writing them on post-it notes. Their password for Disney was
Mickey, Minnie, Goofy, Pluto.
I asked why it was so long. My son said, because on the website they said it had to be at least 4 characters long. Okay, a second joke is,
a man was recovering from surgery when a nurse asked him how he's feeling. The man replies,
I'm alright, but I didn't like the words the doctor said during surgery.
And then the nurse asked, what was it?
He said, oops. Joke 3. There's 3 guys stranded out on a boat. 2 smart guys and 1 really dumb guy. With no food or drink. And they only had 1 day to live. All of a sudden, a genie popped out. And said, they have 1 wish each. So, the first smart guy said,
I want to go home to my family.
So he disappeared. The second smart guy also said,
I want to go home to my family too.
So he disappeared. And finally, the dumb guy made his wish.
I'm going to get pretty lonely out here. So I wish the other guys came back.
And remember, I'm Caleb.
And this is Tom.
Signing out.